This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name, Deborah Flinton Rhodes, DeborahFlintonRhodes. Date of birth 10/11/1964. Date of appointment March 13, 2023. Requesting physician care sees K E A R A S E A S E. MD, dear doctor, sees I have the pleasure of seeing Deborah Flinton Rhodes today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's she's a 58-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was diagnosed with antiphospholipid antibodies and seen by hematologist. Occasionally, she has a left foot drop which comes and goes, seen by orthopedic. Left hand is weak. She had a fracture of the left elbow, status post-surgery. She's having numbness of the left thumb. Right hand is tingly every once in a while. Legs are weak. She gets exhausted. Climbing up a stair is difficult. She falls couple of times. No back pain. She is having neck pain. Memory is not good either. She has a history of stroke with left-sided weakness in 1988. She is analogous for antiphospholipid antibody syndrome. Past medical history. Hypertension, lupus, stroke, depression, morbid obesity, antiphospholipid antibody syndrome, past surgical history, gastric bypass, hernia repair, left wrist surgery. Allergy to morphine and Keflex. Medication, ammonium lactate, bupropion, 100 mg, calcium, cetirizine, cranberry, alequeous 5 mg, half tablet, 2 times daily, lisinopril, oxybutynin, venlafaxin. Social history, she's ex-smoker, stopped smoking many years ago, drink vodka, 1-2 drink per day. She's working, she's married, live with the husband, no children, family history, mother deceased with MS, father deceased, COPD, one sister obese. Two brother alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that I found out that she is having left foot drop. She has a frequent fall. Left hand is weak. Memory is not good. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 90, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflex is 2 or 4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pain, prick, and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan 58 year old right handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, history of stroke with left-sided weakness. Number two, antiphospholipid antibody syndrome. Number three, intermittent left foot drop. Number four, frequent fall. Number five, memory issue. Number six, depression. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order MRI of the brain, blood work already done. Her memory, she is due to depression and anxiety. I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities. Continue the ELAQUIS. I would like to see her back in my office in about 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.